Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, it's about time that Columbia, at least, begins to suspend some students for not complying with the orders that they're given on these encampments. Meanwhile, it's getting worse, folks, I think. These pro-Hamas protesters and all of these different things that we're hearing, even in different places around the world, is very, very disconcerting. And it does sort of beg the question, is this going to start dissipating anytime soon? I just don't know. These people are backed. You've got the George Soros money. You've got the other kinds of support. And it seems like they're in for the long haul. But it's not just about disrupting campuses, I'm afraid. I think that this has a larger sort of goal to the whole thing. But we're going to talk about it. We'll continue to look at it this morning here on this wonderful Tuesday edition of the program. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. Of course, as we begin the show, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, if you'd like to opine. Also, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. By the way, of course, at KyleWarrenShow.com, we have all of the live streams for the program. So if you're picking up the program wherever you are using a live stream, always remember you can always find them right there at KyleWarrenShow.com. And welcome to everybody finding us this morning as well on TalkStream Live. That's really, we're really jazzed. There you go, reach back to the 80s there for a wonderful 80s term. We're really jazzed that people are finding us on TalkStream Live. It is really, really cool. So we appreciate it. And folks, once again, we don't even know where to start because so many things are happening out there. But we are going to start with this. This is, again, some very sad news that we heard about earlier today. This from Fox News, Dateline Charlotte, North Carolina. Three officers from a U.S. Marshals task force were killed and five officers were wounded after a suspect opened fire after being served a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina, on Monday afternoon, according to police. The shooting began when a U.S. Marshals task force attempted to serve a warrant for a firearm possession by a convicted felon. During a Monday evening press briefing, authorities said the suspect officers were serving the warrant on was the only one who initially opened fire. That suspect, police said, was found dead. Police believe two shooters may have been involved. They said two persons of interest were taken to the police station for further investigation. One person of interest is a 17-year-old juvenile, police said. The other is a woman. We have two people of interest at the police station that are being questioned right now, Police Chief Johnny Jennings said during the presser, and we have confirmed that the individual that was set up that we were serving the warrant on was the individual who fired the initial shots and was deceased in the front yard at the end of all this. A total of eight law enforcement officers were shot. Three officers from the U.S. Marshals Task Force, one deputy, and two task force officers were killed. Four Charlotte police officers were injured, including one who sustained critical injuries, and another U.S. Marshals Task Force officer was killed. Jennings called the incident the most tragic one I've been involved in. So, again, this morning, we are reminded, my friends, of how quickly things can really go wrong on what would overall be another day for law enforcement doing their duty. And this kind of a loss and this kind of a terrible, tragic story, again, just breaks our hearts. And our thoughts and prayers, our hearts go out to all those who are impacted by this. And once again, as I said, we're reminded of the bravery that it takes. And I'm always in awe of that. I'm always in awe of those who would run into the danger, for one thing, as opposed to running away from the danger, but also those who put on a badge, put on a uniform, and go out there each day, and they're going to do whatever they're called upon to do. They do it professionally. They train hard. They have the best intentions. They care about their society. They care about their community. They care about their fellow man. They absolutely, you know, just surpass so much of what I think I myself would ever be capable of. That's why I look up to them so much. And to hear that this happened, again, is just so very, very heartbreaking. And each and every day, you and I, we go about our business. We go about it pretty much unmolested. We don't have a lot of worry because we know that they're out there. We know that they're doing their job. We know that they're going to go and they're going to find the person who has that warrant, for example, in this case. They're going to go do that, and they're not going to say, no, don't send me. It's always they just sort of, okay, it's time to go. It's mount up. Let's go. And so, again, we have these law enforcement and U.S. Marshals officers that lost their lives as a result of doing their duty, which they did, I know, without thinking about it. And they went and they did their job. And so, folks, again, our hearts go out, our thoughts and prayers, because we've lost some very brave individuals who helped to make our society and our world better. So we're going to leave you with that as we head into the first break here. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what's happening on these college campuses and, you know, the underlying message and motivation in these demonstrations is not so much just, you know, we're upset about Gaza. I think it goes deeper than that. We'll talk about it when we come back. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. We are racing through the Tuesday edition, everybody. And I'm going to tell you, you know, it really is something. As I said, I know the program goes by, but the days go by very, very quickly. And that's kind of a cool thing about this show and getting ready for it each day is there's always something happening. There's always something new, but it just seems like we start the Monday edition, and then by Friday, by the time we get to Friday, it just is blown by in a blur. It's just really something. So at any rate, we're glad that you're along with us this morning. We're glad to be along with you this morning. Of course, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine. And by the way, we heard from Richard the Marine. He's saying, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 45 degrees and showers. Again, this all from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Says, really shocked and sad about the police officer shot yesterday. Absolutely. Amen to that. Amen to that. I pray it doesn't get worse. But I believe that's where we are headed. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, absolutely, Richard. And that's one of the reasons we wanted to spend the first segment there, of course, talking about these brave officers. It is really just an absolute tragedy. And, you know, we can't really wrap our heads around it. We can't comprehend it. You know, I realize that, you know, police officers or law enforcement, they always see people on the worst day of their lives, mostly. Only because if they're dealing with some tragedy or they're doing a crime or something, and they interact with people on that kind of day, most unfortunately. And that's why when you're out in public and you see an officer, sheriff's deputy or a police officer or whomever, you know, you always try to give them a smile, you know, or just say thank you for one thing. And they, I know that they appreciate it because every time that I've ever done it, they were always like, oh, thank you. Yes. Have a nice day. This kind of thing. They need to know in so many ways that we appreciate them, that, you know, you don't have to be overly maudlin or you don't have to have a long conversation with them or something, but just that little bit during the day that they know, you know, the good people of this town, the good people of this community, the good people of this city, you know, they appreciate us. And I just think that that goes an awful long way. And we want them to know, too, that we have their back. We have everything, all of our good thoughts for them. And that's just what I think we should do. I really do. Because as Richard the Marine here is saying, you know, the prey doesn't get worse, but he believes that, you know, that's where we're headed. I agree. I hope not. I just hope not. But that's one of the things. And it's the whole idea of law and order has gotten completely out of control. The whole idea of law and order and self-restraint. You know, I didn't even really, you know, plan to talk about this at length, but the self-restraint seems to have simply been lifted. You know, there's no self-restraint. Everything is just sort of erupting out of people's emotions and out of their actions. And the whole idea of law and order just seems to kind of go out the window, especially when you see the video, you know, the video footage of people going into the CVS or into the Nordstrom or something, and they or Louis Vuitton, and they go in there and they just start taking everything, you know, just as a mob. And whereas, you know, you and I, we might think to ourselves that would never enter my mind. This would just be, you know, I've actually had people tell me, you know, one of the things they worry about at going to the grocery store, if they go through the self-checkout, is that, oh, I forgot to scan this, you know, can of soup, and I put it in my cart, and I, you know, just went along with everything else, and I just sort of walked out the front door. I have not done that, I'm glad to say, but it's always kind of in the back of your mind. You know, you don't want to do something wrong because you don't want to steal something, right? Even inadvertently. And that's that restraint that I'm talking about. That's that thing that's there in your mind, in your perceptions. And you say to yourself, yeah, why would I do that? Why would I steal from this store? It just wouldn't enter into your mind. But there are people now who have been sort of almost programmed to believe that, no, that's fine. This is okay. I'm going to get what I deserve. This is, I've been oppressed. I've been this. I've been wronged. This is all this history against me and so on and so forth. So I have the right to go out there and I can do what I want. And unfortunately, that begins to take more and more of a hold. And there's just no restraint, no filter, no shame, right? And, you know, getting back to the grocery store thing, you know, people have said, well, I think I want to walk back inside. I want to, here, I forgot to scan this can of soup, you know, and this kind of thing. You know, I was at a big box home store the other day. I had to buy a little tub to put stuff in. And if you buy one of those at the self-checkout, you're going to have an employee that's going to walk over and say, can you open that tub up, you know, the storage container? Because they just want to make sure that obviously nothing else is in there, right? You can pack it up and then to go through the self-checkout. And I said, sure. And then the next time I would buy something like that, I'd already open it up and the lady would come over and say, oh, thank you so much for doing that. You would be surprised as what we see. I said, oh, absolutely, I know. And so again, it's even just that idea that, you know, you don't want to walk out with that. So at any rate, even inadvertently. Okay, so as I was saying, we have a lot to talk about here on the program this morning. It is going to be chock full, no doubt about that. And certainly these campus protests are you know, continuing to intensify. This from Breitbart, anti-Israel protesters participating in an encampment at Columbia University defied an order from administration officials to clear out, threatening to, quote, burn the university. And why do they have that that thought, right? Well, they're justified. It's all justifiable. You know why? We're stopping the genocide. So literally nothing is off the table because we're resistance fighters along with Hamas. We're standing up to Israel, et cetera, et cetera. And when you have that kind of true believer mentality, you know, and not everybody there I know some don't even know what they're protesting for, but which we've heard about as well. But generally speaking, if you have people that are going to say it's going to burn, well, you know, they're serious. Believe them. Believe them when they say stuff like that. Columbia University gave protesters an ultimatum on Monday at 2 p.m. to gather their belongings and leave the encampment, according to photos of a paper from the university posted to the Instagram account of Aiden Parisi, a suspended student of the university. Over the letter from the university were the words, "Columbia will burn." And I ain't reading all that. Free Palestine in red ink. The current unauthorized encampment and disruption on Columbia University's campus is creating an unwelcoming environment for members of our community. Yeah, that's an understatement. The letter from Columbia University read, "External actors have also contributed to this environment, especially around our gates, causing safety concerns, including for our neighbors." The letter continues to add, "Exams are beginning." That's right, kids, don't forget. You can have, that's why I said the other day, and again, I know it's a very serious thing, but that's why the other day I think any professor who's not, you know, sort of in league or not pro Hamas or that kind of stuff, but the other professors, you know, they could go out there and say pop quiz, and these kids, I'm sure, have not done the reading, so, you know, they may just be caught unawares. The letter continues that exams are beginning and several students are preparing to graduate. Yeah. "Those among the most significant aspects of students' academic programs, many of this year's graduates were deprived of a graduation celebration from high school because of the pandemic. For many of their families, this will be the first time anyone in their family has completed college and received a degree." You know what? These protesters, they are not going to care. They're just not going to care. In fact, you know, the more that they can do, the more damage they can do. And certainly, you know, threats like Columbia will burn and things like that. None of this is justifiable. And unfortunately, they lack a real understanding of what's actually happening in the world. And that's scary in and of itself. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are going to come right back. Don't go anywhere.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Cleanup efforts are underway following deadly tornadoes that swept across the U.S. heartland. Here's Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie Mack Vest.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now. The other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials, navigate what's next for them here.
The tornadoes caused extensive destruction in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma. Former President Trump has arrived in New York City ahead of the second week of testimony in his hush money trial, which resumes on Tuesday. Judge Juan Merchan anticipated to hold a second hearing Thursday concerning Trump's alleged breach of his gag order. And a proposal by Senator Ted Cruz aiming to grant politicians special privileges at airports has been removed from an FAA reauthorization bill. The Texas Republican sought security escorts and special screenings. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
That import foreign products on exporting their products.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
How many times must I tell you, baby? How many bridges I've got to cross?
All right, Tuesday edition.
How many times must I explain myself?
Continues in earnest. And I would just like to point something out, by the way. I have seen a picture of what students at, or protesters, we'll just call them that. Some may be students, some may not be, obviously. Somebody, at any rate, wrote on this letter that Columbia University had circulated to the angry mob of protesters. And they wrote, as we mentioned last segment, they wrote, "I ain't reading all that, free Palestine." And I would just like to say that I think, I just don't get, you know, why they would see something like that. And then they would simply, scratch this on there and then go about their daily lives. I really don't think that's a very smart thing to do. Also, I would like to point out that they forgot the apostrophe in the word ain't, which is essentially a contraction, isn't it? And so this is also just mind-boggling. Okay, you're in college and you don't know how to write a contraction the correct way. And I'm just pointing that out a little bit to have a little bit of something this morning, because everything else is so bleak when it comes to these demonstrations. But folks, humor or no humor, this is definitely something that we need to take very seriously, and we need to make sure that the word goes out and that people understand that, you know, this is not the way to go about this. This from Fox News. Universities crack down on anti-Israel agitators as protesters call for amnesty. Universities across the U.S. are cracking down on anti-Israel protesters who have taken over their campuses this week. The protesters demand that colleges divest themselves from companies connected to Israel. This week has seen dozens of arrests at Columbia, Harvard, Yale, and elsewhere. And again, you know, you must divest yourself of anything connected to Israel. These protesters, these college kids, as it were, why don't they really try to find a way to help the Palestinians? If that's really their goal, I mentioned this a few days ago on the program. You know, they're not raising money. They're not trying to have any other influence. And do they really think that standing there and banging on a drum or, you know, shouting at the top of their lungs, expletives and things like that, that's going to make people say, you know, we need to really rethink our whole sort of approach to foreign policy, national security, Mideast policy, and so forth. I mean, this is really, really bizarre and stupid. I do think we have an interesting audio clip here, and this is, I believe, from Mark Penn, and he was speaking on the Hannity program on Fox News. And it's just a brief clip, but I want you to hear how this is set up so you get his response in context. But it goes to this notion of Biden, his ratings going down because even to a great degree, everything that the U.S. government is doing sort of against Israel at this point, you know, telling Netanyahu you can't go into Rafah, this isn't going to work, we're not going to support you, and so on and so forth, because they're trying to make the impression on voters, a lot of this is having really the opposite effect. Let's listen in to Mark Penn. Very, very interesting, very, very interesting exchange here.
And frankly, stabbing, you know, he surrendered in the war on terrorism, stabbing our ally Israel in the back in the process. And these protests, you cannot tell me in any way politically help Joe Biden.
Well, no, they're not. They're not helping even the cause that they're protesting for, because most Americans look at these protests, they don't see any American flags there. They see quite the opposite, that they seem to be anti-American, anti-Israel, some of them even pro-Hamas. And it's really backfiring. There's been no change in American support for Israel and for getting the hostages out and for getting Hamas out of Gaza. And that has not changed, even though these things have gone on. But the more Joe Biden caters to the base of the party and to these demonstrators, his rating on this issue goes down, not up. I think he's made a major miscalculation there. The swing voters are looking for world leadership, and that means standing up to terrorists. That means hanging tough. That means solving some of these problems in the Mideast, and they don't see that yet. Now, look, a lot can happen, but that is not what the American voters are seeing today, and you're seeing these polls that were closing going the other way now and widening. And let me just make one last point. The biggest reason they're widening is that Joe Biden has a 44% job approval, and Donald Trump, when asked about his presidency, has a 55% job approval. Joe Biden has to close that gap, or it's going to be a tough race.
Oh, very well said. And there's a lot of info happening there. And that's exactly right. And again, you know, we've been talking about this on the program as well. It's not a case of people just looking back at the Trump years and saying, well, I've got these rose-colored glasses on. You know, I'm just sort of looking at it through this haze of yeah, that was then. And I remember. No, it's not like that. People have empirical evidence to compare. Now, and this is, I think, across the board, especially in different racial groups, different socioeconomic groups, and people say to themselves, when Trump was president, as the most recent example here, the most recent major change, they say to themselves, guess what? I was doing better. And the message from Trump, which I believe he's starting to really sort of hone in on and should hone in on completely, and that is, are you better off now than you were then? And, of course, the answer is no. if people are really, really honest. Now, you've got true believers. You've got people who have a vested interest in continuing what the people in the basement of the White House are coming up with for Joe Biden to read off the teleprompter. And you've got that. But I think the majority of people across the highways and byways, cutting across, again, racial lines, socioeconomic lines, they are all starting to say to themselves, yeah, none of this stuff is working. Mark Penn, he's, of course, Harris Poll chairman. Mark Penn also mentioned about the idea of these swing voters. And these swing voters, my friends, are so very, very, they always are important. This is always a major concern in elections, no matter what. Now, I think more so than ever, because even more so than ever, things are polarized so far over to one side that it's hard to get something in the middle. But many of these swing voters, and arguably can swing on an issue one way or the other, and it just depends. And it depends what that issue is. So if you're able to, like the Democrats are trying to do, especially with the abortion issue, they're trying to make that front and center because they'd rather talk abortion all the live long day rather than talk about wages, inflation. In fact, there's an article we have this morning on the program, the idea that, well, how about no rate cuts until 2025? That could be a real possibility here. So instead of talking about these things, the Democrats truly want you to talk about abortion. They want to get everything all emotional about everything and simply make your decision based on that. So they're very shrewd on that, very shrewd indeed. But so Mark Penn talked about leadership, global leadership, and this is lacking altogether with the Biden administration. They cannot make things better the way that they are going. They cannot. It's like, again, it's like doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result from it. But the lack of world leadership is evident. And these swing voters, again, I think hopefully will be looking at these kinds of issues because that's where the victory lies in all of this. And I can't imagine. I mean, how weird must it be? You know, I suppose anybody who gets onto the foreign policy team or, you know, with the people in the basement of the White House, you know, there must be no voice that says, are we really going to do it this way? Because historically this doesn't work. Also, it makes no sense. And if we think about this stuff for like more than a minute, it all falls apart. We can't send the president out there and say this stuff or do this stuff. So there must be, or they just get shouted down, because I think even deep down, some of these policymakers, they know that that's not going to work in the traditional sense, but it works for their agenda. That's important. Remember that. It works for their agenda. All right. Stay right there, folks. We are coming right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Start off with two words. Made in America.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are heading through these overnight hours together. And I think that's pretty cool. And we're going to continue on, of course, with the Tuesday edition. Hour number one, almost in the books here. And again, it really just kind of goes by pretty fast. So that is actually kind of cool. I wanted to tell you, about Mike Johnson. This from Newsmax. House Speaker Mike Johnson said potential arrest warrants issued by the International Criminal Court at The Hague against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other Israeli officials would be a, quote, lawless action. The Israeli government is working under the assumption the ICC's prosecutor, Karim Khan, might this week issue warrants for the arrest of Netanyahu, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, and Israeli Defense Forces Chief of Staff Herzi Halevi, the Times of Israel reported Sunday, focusing on allegations that Israel has been deliberately starving Gazans in its military campaign to destroy Iran-backed Hamas terrorists. It is disgraceful that the International Criminal Court is reportedly planning to issue baseless and illegitimate arrest warrants against Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and other senior Israeli officials, Johnson said in a news release obtained by Newsmax. Such a lawless action by the ICC would directly undermine U.S. national security interests. That's exactly right. If unchallenged by the Biden administration, the ICC could create and assume unprecedented power to issue arrest warrants against American political leaders, American diplomats, and American military personnel, thereby endangering our country's sovereign authority. Johnson said the ICC should focus its attention on more worthwhile pursuits. Right. Instead of wrongly targeting Israel, the ICC should pursue charges against Iran and its terror proxies. Hello? Remember Iran? Remember Iran's mission? Remember Hamas's mission? Remember Hamas's charter? Remember all these things that Hamas wants to do to Israel, and they demonstrated on October 7th that this is exactly what they will do, unfettered? It's the world is upside down, crazy going nuts, because what seems to be common sense and what seems to be something that is so obvious is warped into and morphed into something that's unrecognizable in having a world that has some kind of order. And I'm not talking about the order of a dictator. I'm not talking about the order of an authoritarian society. But I am talking about the order where good people stand up to bad people. And they say, this is it. You're not going to go further than this. We are going to stop you. And Hamas is on the bad side. We know that. All this is just blatantly obvious. It goes on to say, instead of wrongly targeting Israel, as we said, the ICC should pursue charges against Iran and its terror proxies, including Hamas, for engaging in horrific war crimes. That's right. He said the Biden administration must immediately and unequivocally demand that the ICC stand down, and the U.S. should use every available tool to prevent such an abomination. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said during Monday's briefing that the Biden administration doesn't support the ICC's investigation against the Israeli officials. We've been really clear. We've been really clear about the ICC investigation. We do not support it. She said, we do not believe that they have the jurisdiction. I'm just going to leave it there for now. Okay, well, they believe they don't have the jurisdiction. you got to forgive me, folks. I'm just laughing because that doesn't seem too strong, does it? Well, you know, it's not your place to do that. You know, it's like meaning like there could be somebody else, or, you know, how about this? No, don't do that. Maybe they should say don't to the International Criminal Court, right? Maybe just have the president walk out and go, all right, don't, you know, and then have it be that. All right, folks, let's take a look at our national weather. Don't. That's supposed to carry some kind of weight. It doesn't with Joe Biden. With Donald Trump, probably would. Ronald Reagan, you betcha. Don't. Severe weather. A severe weather threat returns to the northern and central plains on Tuesday. This is from the National Weather Service. Followed by severe weather and heavy rain, flash flooding threats farther down the central plains on Wednesday. More high-elevation snows expected across the Pacific Northwest into the northern and central Rockies for the next couple of days. More high-elevation snows expected across the Pacific Northwest into the northern and central Rockies for the next couple of days. Warmer-than-average temperatures across the southern tier states to the Midwest and Mid-Atlantic, but cold and windy across the Northwest. And at least here in my neck of the woods, It was a pretty nice day, basically. It was a really nice day. We had some sunshine and a little bit of warmth. So, you know, at some point, and I'm telling you, here in Southern California and in California in general, we've had more than the usual rainfall that you ever get almost any year, it would seem. And so it's been quite a real change. So, you know, getting a little bit of that sunshine back has been pretty cool. Well, folks, it's time for our first song of the morning. It's Times 2 Tuesday. That means we're going to play a song by an artist. And then in the next hour, we'll play another song by that same artist, but maybe a song that isn't quite as familiar to you, but by that same artist. So you go, oh, yeah, okay, that's them too. But the first song, of course, is going to be very recognizable. Here we go with Phil Collins and a little song called Susudio. Studio for No Jacket Required, and Phil always made it look easy. He hasn't been doing too good, of course, in recent times with some injuries and so forth, but I'm telling you, there literally was no harder working artist, I think, for a period of over 30, almost 40 years than Phil Collins. He'd go everywhere, do everything. And just a massive, massive talent. But I'll tell you what, folks, stay right there. We're coming up to the top of the hour. You're going to hear the top of the hour news, then come right back. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.